The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I want to talk about the virtue of gratitude. Some of us might not know that it is a virtue. It's something that we have to develop, to grow. Most parents, when somebody gives something to their children, they tell the child, "Say thank you." But sometimes we forget to say thank you. Now, most of us this week prepared ourselves for the coming of Hurricane Matthew. I want a show of hands, how many prayed those days? All right, good. The rest can leave, no. which is good, we're supposed to pray, we're supposed to acknowledge God, you know? And we gotta thank God because the hurricane stayed 30 miles off the coast, which saved us from a less severe catastrophe that many, you know, we were spared. Now, I'm not gonna ask for a show of hand, but how many gave gratitude to God for being spared? Or did we take it, did we take it for gratitude? You know, did we take it, you know, for granted that, oh, God answered my prayer and that's it? We have to thank God. Jesus, in here, he says about the one leper that returned, he says, "Has none but the foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" He shows us here the importance of giving thanks to God. In the first reading, Naaman goes back to Elijah to give Elijah thanks, and Elijah says, "No, you know, you don't have to thank me." You know, he finally takes 2 mules load of dirt, goes back to his country, puts the dirt down and creates an altar to God to thank him every day. But there's the first part that's missing, because when Elijah told him to go into the river and wash himself several times, he wasn't gonna go. But his servants said to him, "Why do you wanna return? You're here already. What do you have to lose?" And he stayed. You know, I was wondering if he thanked his servants for convincing him to stay. Because sometimes we are not aware of God in our lives helping us. He's there every day. Sometimes we become independent and we think we do things on our own, and God does not have a hand, you know, in our lives. Even when we ask him, sometimes we don't recognize him. There was a girl who was going for a job interview, and one of the requirements of the job was to be punctual, to be on time. And so she left her house early to get there early, but she caught traffic. So when she got there to the job, she had 5 minutes spared. She said, "Oh good, I got 5 minutes." But when she looked at it, it was a large parking lot with over 1,000 cars. And she was going up and down the roads looking for parking. And she goes to God, God, please help me find a parking. She turns around the corner, goes down this aisle, and sees a parking at the very entrance up where she had to go for the interview. And she goes, oh, never mind. See, sometimes we don't realize when God does things in our lives. We become too independent, self-sufficient, and don't thank God, or not develop the virtue of gratitude to thank God for what he's done. It might not be exactly what we asked for or completely, but he's there and he has his reason. And if our faith and belief is in God, we thank him for what we receive. You know, we, as we get older, we tend to think, will our kids take care of us as we took care of them? Are they going to be grateful for us for all the things we did? Are they going to stick us in a nursing home and not visit us? You know, we have to show that we care for one another and thank one another for what we have done for each other. You know, because we know the older we get, we lose faculties. I remember when I just go to the mall, park my car, I get out and I knew exactly where it was. Now I got to remember where the car is, you know, because you lose some faculties. I still thank God for what I can do, you know. I just got to adapt. I got to change. You got to adjust. And thank God for what you do have. There was an elderly couple who went to a restaurant to eat. And the waiter sat them down. And the old man was talking to his wife and said, honey, pick whatever you want from the menu, sweetheart. Okay, my angel, whatever you have, we're going to splurge today, my dear. And the waiter was taken in by the old man's words of endearments to his wife. And he goes to the old man, how long have you guys been married? He says, oh, we've been married over 60 years. And he says, you know, it's nice to hear you speak to her with, you know, these words of endearment. He says, oh, Dad, you know, after being married over 60 years, I have forgotten her name. You have to adjust, all right? You have to adjust to your circumstances because we lose things in our lives. We don't do things like we used to. We got to be thankful for God and be grateful for him for what we do have. You know, we have to show also others to be thankful too because he's there with us all the time. But how are we going to know to be thankful to God if we're not open to see his hand in our lives? And that's the important thing. We have to be aware of God's presence. Because if we are aware of God's presence in our life, we would be thanking him every day. Let us pray. Oh God, help us all here develop the virtue of gratitude. To see your presence in our lives always, to know your hand is on our lives, guiding us, blessing us, and helping us. And please continue to open our eyes of your presence. Amen.